Praise the Lord. I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is, why are you hiding? Why are you hiding? And our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 18. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you our announcements. Number one, you guys are on it. We are halfway, just halfway through the month of July, and I gave you a soul goal, S-O-U-L, goal, G-O-A-L, to add 100 new listeners to the Morning Motivation Broadcast before the end of this month, because that would mean that we have witnessed to at least 100 new souls. Well, today is July 17th, and we have added 70 new listeners. So give yourselves a hand. You have definitely been witnessing for the kingdom of the Lord. We've not only added 70 new listeners already this month, but now we've added another country, which is Canada. So we've added 70 new listeners, as well as new listeners in Mexico and Canada this month, which means that the broadcast has expanded to listeners in 8 different countries, with over 1,400 total listeners since it started January 2nd of this year with only 6 people. Look at what you have done for the kingdom of the Lord. We are saving souls and impacting lives. So this is not something I can just take credit for. This is your victory as well. So please give yourselves a hand this morning, praise the Lord. Secondly, remember to tune in to Morning Motivation with me live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180, or set your alarm to hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern if you miss it live on my website. That's feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, and I ask that you share the broadcast with at least 2 souls every day as we grow the kingdom of the Lord. And finally, thank you so much for your outstanding support in ordering my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. You guys are on it. The book is available. You can order it in print or ebook from my website at feeldfire.com. So make sure you go ahead and get your copies now. A new publisher is speaking with me about a second edition of the book. So I want you guys to go ahead, get your copies now. We are definitely expanding the Lord's kingdom. So don't forget, keep those announcements in mind. All of the tune-in information is available on feeldthefire.com if you were unable to write that down. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19. I usually read from the KJV, but this is a lot of verses, so I'm going to read from the NIV so that you can follow along better. All right, let's go. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, listen to her message, may the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. Listen to his prayer. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank. Then he lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he went, listen to this, then he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, not an angel this time, and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Hallelujah. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mountain of the cave. Now listen to what the Lord asked him. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. Anybody catching this? It's the same reply. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king of Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nishai, king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat from Abel, Meloah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Now listen to this last verse. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Why are you hiding? Ooh, praise the Lord. And this word I read to you this morning, this is really the question that the Lord poses to that great prophet Elijah. Why are you hiding? Why are you here in the cave? Why are you running? And Elijah says, well, wait, Father, I'm tired. I've been on this journey for a long time. I've been doing all that you told me to do, and I just feel like giving up. I'm weary now, Lord. You see, I have preached your word, and the altars of Baal have been destroyed. But now Jezebel, that queen who's married to Ahab, has sent a word that she intends to kill me by tomorrow, just like I've done to the prophets of Baal. So I ran and I hid because I really didn't feel like anyone else was out there in support of me. I really didn't even feel like you were there anymore, God. I felt like I was all alone. So in my despondency, in my despair, I just said, look, God, come on and take my life. There is no need for me to continue this journey. There's no need for me to continue this fight by myself. I mean, I've lost so much, God. I'm weary. I don't have friends. My husband has left me. My wife has left me. I'm losing my home. I don't have a job. I'm tired, God. I'm just so tired. I've treated people better than they've treated me. I'm tired. I've prayed, I've interceded, I've stayed steadfast, I've gone to church, I've tithed, I've done everything you said, and my situation still doesn't look any better. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe I'm doing well in this particular area of my life, but over here things are crumbling apart. How long do I have to keep waiting, God? How long do I have to keep praying? How long do I have to keep standing? How many tears do I shed at night in my pillow? I'm tired. Just take my life. And so God says, wait, wait, wait. I need to remind you, Elijah, of who you are. So he says, get yourself up. Now, first, let me send my angel to you and nourish you. Let me give you some food. Let me give you some water because your body's tired. But not only is your body tired, but your soul is tired. And you know, when our bodies are tired, we can make it. We can find that second wind to push through. But God forbid when our souls get tired, when our minds get weary. This is the point where people commit suicide. This is the point where people begin to say, I'm going to backslide. I'm not going to live this life anymore. This is the point where we decide it's time to divorce. This is the point where we abuse our children. This is the point where we quit the job. This is the point where we give up. This is the point where we go off the grid when the soul gets weary. So the Lord first sends an angel to take care of the natural needs of giving Elijah food and water. Then he says, wait now. You have forgotten who I am. So I need you to go outside of this cave that you're hiding in and stand in the presence of the Lord because I am about to pass by. So Elijah goes and he stands and, you know, all of these things happen wherein we would expect that to be the presence of the Lord. There's this mighty wind. There's an earthquake. There's a fire. But none of that is the presence of the Lord. Then comes this small comforting voice and it whispers to him, why are you out here? See, I asked you this before, and your answer was, well, I had to hide because Jezebel is after me, and all of the people are after me. They want to kill you. They have rejected your word, God. They've torn down your altars. They're putting the prophets to death. Now, that was the first answer, and at that time, the Lord had nourished his body, Elijah's body. So now he says, go out and stand in the presence of the Lord. This time I'm not sending an angel to you. I'm speaking to you. Let me ask you that question again, because maybe it really didn't sink into your spirit, Elijah. Why are you here? Here. You know what here means? In this cave, in a hidden place, in a place of fear. Why are you here? And Elijah, still not understanding the significance of that question, gives the same answer. So then the Lord says, wait, wait, wait. I need you to get yourself together. I'm not sending you to a new place. Go back to that same place that you ran from, to the same place where you got caught up in fear and vulnerability, to the same place where you allowed Satan to move you into a place of despondency and despair. Go back there. Because I have support there for you. I have over 7,000 other souls already committed to me and ready. I have a person waiting for you to anoint him as king so that he can help you in this fight. I have another prophet ready to help you, but I couldn't accomplish this in you because you were hiding in a cave. Now our time is about to run out. So the word the Lord has sent me to encourage you on today's morning motivation broadcast is to ask you that same question. Why are you hiding? Why are you in the cave? Why are you in a place of fear, subpar, settling for less? What is wrong with you that you have forgotten the anointing, the call, the talents, the purpose that God has placed on your life? That you have allowed the cares of this world, that you have allowed Satan and everything that is going on to come in and make you forget who God is. Why are you here? Not her or him, you. With all of that power, all of that talent, all of that anointing, all of that glory, all of the blessings you've already received, all of the testimony, as many times as God has brought you out, worked a miracle, done the impossible, why are you here in the cave? We got to get ready to go into prayer. My God, my God. Come on, let me begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. The lines are muted, no one can hear you. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us a clean heart. Father, we ask you to bring us out of that place of fear, that place of despondency and despair, that place of low self-esteem, that place, God, of feeling that we are inadequate, insecure, that we may be good enough in this thing, but not good enough in another. Maybe we feel great in our jobs and we find our confidence there. But when we leave that persona of the job, we're afraid to speak up for ourselves. We're afraid to set appropriate boundaries in our lives. Maybe we're great in the job and in our personal life, but we are not doing well in our marriage, our relationships. Our kids are not doing well, or we're not doing well in our health or finances. In other words, we're in the cave, God, because we are living beneath the lives that you have established and ordained for us. You said that it is your will that we should prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. Why are we living in sickness and in subpar health? You said that it is your will, Father God, that we would have more than enough, exceeding abundantly. Then why are we living in brokenness, despair, bankruptcy, ruin from paycheck to paycheck? You have already said that it is your will to prosper us and not to harm us. Why are we living in insufficiency and lack? You have said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Then why are we living in the cave of fear? Why are we walking around thinking that we have to run from every situation instead of standing firm, communicating appropriately, going before you and understanding I'm not alone? God is here with me. Why am I in the cave? Some of us, Lord, are even like Adam. When he ate the fruit and you came and you called for him in the cool of the day and he said, I was ashamed. I hid myself. And you said, why did you hide yourself? And he said, because I was naked. So I was ashamed. Some of us are like Elijah. Some of us are like Adam. In that whenever the situation happens, instead of us realizing who we are in you and the power that you've given us, we run and hide. We're always hiding. We're always ashamed. We're always naked. We're always in the cave. We're always giving up. We're always despondent. We don't ever find that power within us. But today, Lord, we come and proclaim that this shall no longer be our mindsets. It should no longer be our status, our spirit. It should no longer be the way that we respond. But from this day forward, no matter what the problem is, we will say, I know that I am not alone, so I don't have to hide. Whether we created it, whether it was just life happening, no matter what it was, whether it was someone else who created it, we will say, I don't have to run and hide anymore. I know in whom I believe, and I know where my strength lies. I don't hide. I just go stand in the presence of the Lord, and he reminds me that I am not alone. Father, we thank you for victory today. We thank you for joy. We thank you for this powerful word that we no longer have to hide. Now let everyone listening to this broadcast in Jesus' name say, amen. Come on, praise him, praise him. Our time is run. I have to give you our task for today. Continue to praise him. Continue to praise him. Continue to praise him. Repeat after me. Say, I will not hide anymore. Woo! Did you feel that? I will not hide. Say it anymore. Now, I praise the Lord. I want you to remember to tune in tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. Eastern live, or go to fieldthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern to hear the recording. It's posted there for every day's broadcast. Share this with at least 2 people. And don't forget to order Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. Now, hallelujah. Our topic for this morning is, why are you hiding? Your task for today is to stop hiding. Stop settling for subpar in any area of your life. And no longer will you walk around defeated. But as you go throughout today, for every obstacle that comes, say, I will not hide anymore. I am not alone. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Share this with at least 2 people. Don't hide anymore. You're not alone. Why are you hiding?